Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Just say one.
Just say one.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening. But once again, praise God, the Lord has allowed me, the Lord God has allowed me once again to come forth with reading his unadulterated, uncompromising, holy word of God. Spirit-filled, praise God, for God has breathed and breathed the word of God, inspired by his spirit. And we come forth to read that word of God on this evening out of the King James Version, praise God. But as always, I want to mention, I want to give God all praise, honor, and glory. He truly is the head of my life. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. Well, Lady Diane, praise God, comes forth with the powerful, truly spirit-filled anointing of acknowledgement and teaching of how we understand about the difference of the dark and the light. Praise God. It's so important as on today that we be mindful not only of what is around us, but also what is in us. That light and that darkness, amen. We're not going to speak too long because we want to get into the word of God, because I'm not here to preach, but read the word. But we want to thank God, all those who are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. And as we go forth, coming out of the book of Jeremiah, praise God, chapter 18, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on today, we know that you sit high and you look low, Father God. We know in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are in complete and total control. You are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You're everywhere, all-knowing and all-powerful in the name of Jesus, understanding that you're all-sovereign. We thank you and give you praise for who you are, acknowledging you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we give you praise. Let your spirit continue to roll through these radio waves, Father God, as we speak through your word in Jesus' name. Touch somebody to get the interest and desire in the name of Jesus to seek thy face. Lord God, we ask that you forgive us of all our sins, omission or commission. And we pray that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness, heal us and fill us with your spirit. All those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, touch their heart home and their children in Jesus' name. Bless their finances, bless their going, bless their coming. They're coming in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for giving us this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God in the name of Jesus, acknowledging that Minister Andrew Orlander, praise God, I believe, continues to come on Friday evenings, 6 o'clock. It's actually 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock, I believe, Pacific Time, amen, and we can continue to hear his word and the message that he brings forth. As Lady Diane as well comes forth on Wednesday, sometimes also she comes on Friday. As we get that, keep that posted for those who hear us, what Lady D has to say in Jesus' name. Once again, we come before you on today thanking God for the obedience and being diligent in reading his word. Once again, I want to ask you to continue to pray for us. Trust us and be with us in Jesus' mighty name. We currently are in Jeremiah chapter 18. Amen. Let us read. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house. And I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and he beheld. He wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. so I seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. Is that nation against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, behold, thy frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now everyone from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, as ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things, the virgin of Israel hath done a very one horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold follow, flowing waters to come from another place, be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their way from the ancient path, to walk in path in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face. In the day of their calamity, then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the Lord shall not pass from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. And let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up your children to the famine and pour out their blood by the fierce of the sword, and let their wives be breed of their children. And by widows, be widows and let their men be put to death. Let the young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their horses when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have digged a pit to take me and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from their sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thy anger. Chapter 19. Thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen bottle and take of the ancient of the people out of the exit of the priest and go forth unto the valley of the son of Haman, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim thou the word that I shall tell thee, and say, hear ye the words of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever hears his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also a high places of Baal to burn their sons for fire, for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it unto my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before the enemy, and by the hands of them that seek their lives, and their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heavens, and for the beasts of the earth. I will make this city desolate, and the hissing everyone that passes there by shall be astonished because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat everyone the flesh of his friend, and the siege and straitness wherewith their enemies and they that seek their lives shall straighten them. Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people in this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. Thus will I do unto this place, saith the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make the city as Tophet, and the house of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled, as the
place of Topheth, because of all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense unto all the hosts of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Then came Jeremiah from Topheth, witheth whiter than the Lord, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. Chapter 20. Now Pasha, the son of Emma, the priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. And then Pesher smote Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pesher brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, the Lord hath not called thy name Pasha, but Magamisabad. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself, and to tell thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of the enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the laborers thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them and take them and carry them to Babylon. And though Pasha and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied lies. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I carried out, cried out. I crowned violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word is in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say that, and we will report it. All my family, familiars, watched for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and he shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. The everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, O Lord of hosts, this trieth the righteous and seeth the reins in the heart. Let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing it unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed by the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man child is born unto thee, maketh him very glad. And let that man be at the cities which the Lord overthrew, and repent it not. And let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide, because flee me not from the womb, nor that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Wherefore come I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. Chapter 21. The Lord, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pasher, the son of Micaiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Manasseh, the priest, saying, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah unto them, thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast, they shall die of a great pestilence. Afterwards, saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life, and he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall smite, he shall not spare them, neither leave pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt see. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given unto the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it, touching the house of the king of Judah, say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of David, thus saith the Lord. Execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley, the rock of the plain, saith the Lord, which say, who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter into our habitation? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will kindle the fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. Chapter 22. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak these words and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people, and that enter into these gates. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong. Do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus saith the Lord unto the kings of the house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, a city which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons. And they shall cut down thy choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by the cities, and they shall say every man of his neighbor, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto the great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and were worshiping other gods and served them. Weep ye not for the deed, for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country return no more. For thus saith the Lord, touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah, unto Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah, his father, which went forth out of his place. He shall not return thither anymore. But he shall die in the place whither they have led, and shall see this line no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's services without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice? And then it was well with him. He judged and caused of the poor and the needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know him, to know me, saith the Lord? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for the shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for me, for him, saying, oh, brother, my brother, or a sister, they shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, or his glory. He shall be buried the burial of an ox, drawn to cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. Thus hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded from all thy wickedness, O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars. How gracious shalt thou be when pains come upon thee, in pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith the Lord, thou, Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, why the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck them the tent. And I will give thee unto the hand of them that seek my life, and unto the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother has borne thee unto another country, where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But the land whereunto thou desire to return to the shall thou not return. And this man, Coniah, and despised broken idol, is he a vessel wherein there is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into the land which thou know not. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his day, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Chapter 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather a remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will rise up unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his day Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up in which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their land, own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophet. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth, and pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up in their course of evil, and their force is not right. For those prophets and priests are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore, their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall wherein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a terrible thing, and they commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that even that none doeth return from the wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom. And in the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them to drink the water of God. And from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own hearts and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say, steal unto them that despise me. The Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come unto you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord and hath received and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a great word wind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter day ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doom. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, what prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath a word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff that the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophet, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by these lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. And when this people, or the prophet or priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophets,
and the priests and the people that shall say the burden of the Lord, I even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say, everyone that is neighbor and everyone to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since ye say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say, the burden of the Lord, therefore behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I give you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and the perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Amen. Chapter 24. The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord. After that, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah and the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, one basket, and had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe. And the other baskets had very naughty things, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. See, then said the Lord unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, the good things, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carrying away captive Judah, whom I have sent out of this place unto the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Surely, thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in his land, and they that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I dwell and I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth, for their heart. Hurt to be a reproach and a proverb. A taunt and a curse in all places, whether I shall drive them, and I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I give unto them and their peace, their fathers. Amen. That's going to conclude chapter 24 of Jeremiah, praise God. We will come forth and continue on tomorrow, praise God. We want to continue to ask that you pray for us, the David and Diane Ministry and friends, as we continue to be obedient and committed to reading God's holy word. Once again, God bless each and every one of you. Be blessed.